Would you like to support Radio Labyrinth? It's very simple. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. For as little as $1 a month, you can help me keep money in my pocket, which means I can put gas in my shitty car, drive to the studio, and then edit the podcast. Again, patreon.com/TimAndrews. Thanks.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of Solid Gold, Mr. Andy Gibb, with his co-host, Miss Marilyn McCoo.
Good evening, and welcome to TV's most exciting hour of contemporary music. Tonight, we're getting the show off to a blazing start with the legendary James Brown and his 1965 classic, I Got You, I Feel Good.
We'll be right back with more of Solid Gold and our guests, Sheena Easton, the Rolling Stones, and Hall & Oates. But first, let's feel good some more with the great James Brown.
How could you have done it?
Now, hold on, Pamela. We understand that you love your brother, but you do have a slightly prejudiced view of him. And despite what you consider his sterling qualifications, the man apparently doesn't hesitate to do what's illegal whenever it suits him.
I think you're despicable!
You know how long I've had this cigarette box on his desk?
You brought that out from New York City?
I brought this from New York. What on earth?
It happened last night.
Who?
Don Rickles.
I did not see the
Don
show
Rickles
last
night. Did it last night. He's taping across the hall. CPO Shark.
Shark boy!
Most futuristic shark you ever saw.
So remember now, some of these diet pills are highly illegal, so I want you to use them sparingly.
All right.
Now, I'm setting your maximum weight at 165 pounds.
Well, then, like, if I go over, you'll send a guy to my house with a flamethrower or something?
No, I'll send the guy to your house and cut off your wife's little finger.
See, you kill me.
Okay. Have a good day, Dick.
Take it easy, huh? All right.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 11, season two, episode 11 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Stephanie Swain.
Hello.
Joining us this week, special in-studio guests.
Fucking Ira.
Glavin.
Ira Malkin.
Glave.
And Jean-Marc Lindell.
Hello.
Jean-Marc Lindell has been on the show before. He does a lot of great music and stuff. You remember him from the Regular Guy show, doing all those wonderful songs like 419.
Tim is getting shot.
That one's my favorite because that meant I was getting shot by BBs. Even though the last 2 years we did it, we didn't put any BBs in the gun.
Oh, inside what? Baseball.
Faking motherfuckers.
Yes, you all lived a lie. What, Jeff?
You faking motherfuckers.
Hey, man, it took a toll. It was taxing.
Andrews.
These guys are on to talk about King Cake and the Boogie Woogies. We'll get to that in a little bit, but that's the... I got the CD in my hand. Jeff has a copy.
Thank you.
I have a copy.
My copy's better than your copy.
My copy's better.
Mine's the best.
Mine's autographed.
I said this to you earlier, but I do really appreciate you talking about it so much last week. Was that last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
Right.
Mine comes with a picture of Ira's boy pussy.
Oh, good.
Ah.
Shit, that's the one. You got that one?
I did.
Was he wearing the pee hat from the Women's March?
Just a cape.
And yours?
Just a
cape.
That's
the collector's edition.
Just a cape. I love how King Cake actually looks like Ira. Well, there's no camera in here, but, you know.
Yeah, who drew that picture, Ira?
Well, and I was telling Steph earlier, well, the guy that drew it never even saw a picture of me. I never.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just kind of drew it.
You sound like that.
I sound like that guy.
You sound like that guy.
Well, it's good because
like
it sounds
Jughead.
Like a taller.
Yeah. You look like Jughead.
Yeah, it's Jughead-ish.
Jughead-ish. And what was that thing you said your wife, or put your wife to mind of? It was some Seinfeld thing?
Oh yeah, the Wiz.
That's right, the Wiz. Yes,
I'm the Wiz. Nobody beats me.
Yeah. You're wearing a cape too, like George's dad.
So where are we this week? So Jeff went out of town this weekend to represent Radio Labyrinth in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
You're up there in Lexington, Kentucky, at the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention.
Yep.
And you met some people like Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yep. Saw Greg the Hammer Valentine.
What happened up there?
Jake the Snake.
Yeah. Did you talk to anybody?
Drink some Kentucky bourbon?
Yeah, I said hi to a bunch of people. I interviewed the comic book, two of the comic book men. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can tack that on the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, it'll be on the end of the show.
And I could have probably interviewed a couple other people, but I didn't have any interviews scheduled. And you had to, with the comic book men, I felt okay with just asking them because I kind of know them.
You've talked to them before.
Yeah.
It's Ming Chen and Brian Johnson, right. By the way.
And
Brian Johnson.
Hey, I like comic books, mate. I like Kevin Smith and Clerks was a great movie, man. What kind of shit do you like, Jeff?
Yeah, Kevin Smith was there. Jason Mewes.
Did you see them?
I couldn't get a ticket for the event, but I saw Mewes walking around and stuff. Said hi to him.
Yeah.
Saw Lee Majors. He's looking pretty good for an old guy.
You're an old guy?
Yeah.
I thought he was dead. No. He died in Evil Dead last season.
He was supposed to dress up like Bigfoot and go try to attack him.
Right.
That didn't work?
No.
Who else did you see? What else did you do?
I just walked around. I went to the comic book men panel.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. They just took questions and bullshitted and stuff.
It's a man panel.
There were a lot of people dressed up there like at Dragon Con?
Not a ton. But a good amount, maybe half the people there were dressed up.
Did you do any sea sharking when you were there?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what sea sharking is?
No, what is that?
Cum sharking. You know what that is?
No, no. Oh, God.
It's when you walk around and, let's go to Urban Dictionary.
I don't
want to
hear
about
it.
Jesus.
The act of seeking out unsuspecting person with the sole purpose of coming on them without permission.
Oh, come on.
God.
Why would you do this purposely at a Comic Con?
People do it everywhere, on escalators, crowded rooms.
Is that people. The schmutz
people.
That was on my
people.
Shirt?
What do you say people you mean, Tim Andrews?
Yes, no, I've never saying. Done
it.
People.
It's one of those things I accidentally stumbled upon.
While you were doing it, some chick was like, hey, stop that sea sharking, motherfucker.
So Jeff is the king of sea sharking at conventions. Be careful.
How were the chicks out there, by the way?
There were some good-looking chicks.
Oh,
there
yeah?
Was, yeah, there was
some
one.
Good layers?
There was a couple good layers. There was one really good poison ivy that I was trying to get a picture of, but I didn't want to look creepy. So
in that cold, Kentucky rain.
I was trying to get her to get close enough to the guy that was really good Batman, so I could get a picture of both of them and just kind of cut Batman out of the frame. But they didn't get close to each other.
I gotta get a nice pair of pants for Dragon Con so I can see Shark on the escalator.
Dan Carroll. Tim is not allowed to come to Dragon Con.
Don't sea shark Dan Carroll, for the love of God.
No. This is a sub-genre of videos on the internet. Just called sea shark.
You know what would be funny, though, is to fake sea shark somebody. You know, just like a huge bucket of like white liquid.
Yeah.
Well, if you're all over to somebody.
If you're going to get arrested for assaulting somebody with liquid, it might as well just be real jizz.
No, I don't advocate.
But you couldn't get a bucket.
You just got a bucket of jizz at the house for such purposes whenever.
Safekeeping.
Please don't sea shark.
But like Brian O'Halloran and Marilyn Gigliotti and Scott Schiaffo were all there from Clerks.
Did they recognize you because you've met them before?
Yeah, I've met them before, and
they're
I
like
said
Jeff.
Hi, yeah,
Jeff's got a history of stuff like this. 10,000 Maniacs. How many times did you sing the Michael Stipe part in that song? What is that song?
The campfire.
Campfire song from In My Tribe. It came out in 1987 or 88, 10,000 Maniacs album. You've seen them how many times?
I don't know. I saw them a bunch when they were in the heyday.
When Natalie Merchant was still in the band. Right. You sang that at least three times, right? She recognized you
last
time.
Three times, yeah.
And she said, like, oh, you?
Yeah.
But she let you do it, right?
Right.
Did she ever say no?
No, I don't think so.
Three fucking times.
Wow. Natalie Merchant.
Let's hear your Michael Stipe, dude.
Yeah.
Something is out of reach. So you had a good time. So you want to give thanks to anybody?
Yeah, thanks to Lexington Comic and Toy Con. I hope they keep doing it, and maybe we'll go back next year.
But were you there repping Labyrinth? Yeah.
Labyrinth got us our passes in there. So
yeah, and the Ming Chen, Brian Johnson from Comic Book Man interview will be at the end of the show. So after you hear
Two
Faces Radio.
I was just kind of talking to him while they were signing autographs and stuff for people, so
cool.
It's kind of just loose.
Yeah, loose like a sea sharker.
I was all loose from sea sharking.
Yeah.
Lexington's a weird little city, though. There was like chickens.
Yeah?
I was right in the heart of the city.
Yeah.
At the convention center there, but there were like chickens running around in the parking lot and stuff.
Right.
Like, what kind of city just has chickens running around?
It's
downtown?
Kentucky, unless you forget.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No matter what. Did you have any fried chicken while you were there?
I didn't. I drove past the original Kentucky Fried Chicken, but somebody had told me on Facebook, don't go there.
Why?
It sucks. They said it sucked.
How could it suck? It's the original.
I don't know. They just said they were very disappointed by going to the original.
So you think our big chicken is better than the original Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I'm sure it's all just regular Kentucky Fried Chicken type chicken. Yeah. Even if you go to the original
one.
Can't
be terrible.
I had that honey gold chicken.
Yeah, I had the
Georgia
honey gold
chicken.
It was
awesome.
It was okay.
I liked it.
I like the Nashville spicy chicken better, though.
I like the Nashville hot chicken.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I
like
it better, too.
Better than the Georgia gold.
Because you sit the biscuit in that saucy, that shit's awesome.
I like non-mutant chicken.
So. It's not mutated anymore.
No, they have mutants.
It's real chicken now.
I only eat at Chick-fil-A because I like to support intolerance. And it's fucking good. Chick-fil-A is on point. I love Chick-fil-A. You John should. Has one close to him, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Right there off of Macklin.
Yep, and I took his kids there after recording.
That's true.
Did they record the album in your basement? We'll get to it later here.
Yep.
Awesome, awesome. So I had a physical this morning, which I'm very tired. I had to get up at 5:30.
How many fingers did you get in?
I didn't have anything done like
how
that.
How many fingers did you get it?
Because you don't have to get it until you're 50. They changed the PSA thing.
Yeah, but you should, though.
Yeah, you're 50.
It's fun.
Now.
I've had it
it's
done.
It's not. I don't think.
Well, you don't. Hey, get out of here. You don't have a prostate.
Yeah.
Only people with prostate.
I know, but.
You've had the finger thing?
No. Well, you know, the last time. Well, you don't care.
I don't.
Put your feet in the throat.
I don't want to hear anything about that.
Did you get C-sharped while you were having an exam?
No. Well, you know, the last time I went, you know, the guy, he says, while he's doing his whole shebang or whatever, he's like, do you have any problems in your rectum or whatever? And I was like, no. And I said, no. And then he just jammed his thumb in my butt. And I was like, so if I would have said that I did have problems, would you just put your whole fist in my butt? And that had never happened to me in my entire life ever. Ooh. And I have not been back. I've not been back. And then
I didn't have problems until just a second
ago. Yeah, until you stuck your thumb in my butt. And so
you should be filing a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I woke
and
up
so,
with a shanky,
yeah.
which tells me something's not right.
Yeah, and so, yeah, and that's been like a few years ago. And then he asked me recently, he's like, are you ever going to do that again? You know, you're supposed to do that all the time. And I said, no.
Not with you.
Nah. I said, I'm not really a fighter anyway, so if you find something, I'm not going to do anything about it.
Oh, great. Well, first of all, I didn't get my usual doctor. So when I go see my usual doctor, it takes a while because we talk about stuff. So I got one of his assistants, and she just did the routine.
She?
Yeah, Dr. Lloyd, that's her name.
You're a married man. You can't be seeing she doctors.
It's a doctor, for Christ's sake. And got the EKG and all that. And I decided, since everything seems to be okay so far, that tomorrow, which is Tuesday, I'm going to quit smoking, and I'm going to be accountable for it.
Yay!
Jeff, how about you?
Yeah, I'll quit with you.
Yay!
You
want to
quit?
Jeff
fell off the wagon. Jeff fell off the wagon like 2 weeks ago.
Wait, yeah, I didn't know you were on the wagon.
Yeah. He's on the faggin. Hey, listen, that doesn't mean anything.
If I can
anything.
Quit C-Shark and I can quit smoking again.
Yeah.
That's
a
cigarette.
Are you going to do them both at once? I don't know if you can quit C-Shark and smoking at the same time. That's a lot.
Settle for C-Tribute.
That's what Heath Ledger was doing before he died, was C-Sharking.
Oh, wow.
Terrible.
With the makeup on.
Why so C-Sharking?
Why so covered in white stuff?
It's this thing, though. I'm constantly worried about cancer, constantly worried about health shit, because I'm almost 50 and I'm freaking out. And it's just causing me to panic, so I decided to just go ahead and quit and see what happens. I'm going to use the patch. I got an iPhone app, all that shit, and the support of people like you.
Yay. I'm so proud of you. You're going to do it.
Don't be proud of me until I get it done.
No, you're
going to do it. It's the hardest thing ever.
It is very hard. I smoked for 17 years. It's a bitch. It is an absolute bitch.
John, you're a success story, aren't you?
Well, I'm 3 months in. I'm a success so far, but...
Are you vaping? Is that what that is?
Yes, sir. That's what that...
Has that got nicotine in it?
It does. I'm at the lowest nicotine that you can get in the juice right now, and I'm going to switch to zero soon.
Well, see, I thought about doing that and then trying to get a vape company to sponsor the show and give me a free kit and everything. And I still may do that if anybody out there is listening and works at a vape store. But the last time I tried doing the vaping, remember I endorsed Vaporite on Rock 9.5, right. It just made me want to smoke cigarettes. How do you get over that? Or does it not affect you that way?
I had bought one a while back, and I finally decided to do it. I did it with a guy that I work with, and that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it together, and we just, you know.
You did it together.
Then we decided, well, that felt good. Let's vape.
Now let's quit smoking.
So the thing that I had a problem with when I was vaping is twofold. One, you didn't know if it was is healthy. Not, I mean, it's obviously not healthy, but if it's got any negative effects on you. We don't know that for a fact yet. But then there was a study done in the UK where all the doctors agreed that it is a good substitute for cigarettes and it helps people quit.
Right.
So that's what all the science is saying. But then the other thing is, how do you get over looking like a dumbass?
I usually just do it when I'm driving. That's,
yeah.
That's the worst time for me.
Like that guy that's in a bar where cigarette isn't smoking isn't allowed, but he's just sitting there blowing clouds everywhere. Look at my douche flute.
That is douche.
Or mouth fedora. But you know what? They're... If they help you quit smoking, it doesn't matter. I have to get over that, though, because I don't want to look like I'm like a try-hard. But then again, whatever. I'm sorry. I'm not insulting you or vapors.
No. It's cool.
But you know what I'm talking about. Like, you used to see that guy. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Come on. We get it.
We get it. You vape.
Yeah.
It's my douche one.
We get it. Accio douche one. But you know what? They work. And the kind that you have, that's the kind that looks the least douchey. Well, it's fucking R2-D2. That's cool anyway. But those real long ones, you know what I'm talking about? Dude, check out my cloud. Yeah, look at that in my... Anyway. All right, I'm going to try to get a vape. I don't know. It makes me want to smoke. I just can't.
Yeah. No, just if you don't have any cigarettes and then just vape, then you...
But I'm going to do the patch because it's easy. I don't know. Did you ever try the patch?
Well, don't put any nicotine in your vape juice then if you're going to have a patch on.
Yeah, that's... What,
just do the vape thing to... Get over the...
Get that oral fix?
Yeah, and the hand gestures and all that.
The hand gestures?
The, you know, the...
The sea shark.
Yeah.
The inhaling and the... Yeah. All that.
Okay. All right. All right.
When is it starting? When are you doing this?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Yeah. What about
it
you,
was
Jeff?
It supposed to be today.
Well, Jeff didn't... We never said what day it was going to be.
I said it was today.
Well, that's because you're a stickler for... We're going to do it on Monday.
So did you start today, Jeff?
I was going to start today, but then...
Nothing prevented you from doing that.
Said he was starting tomorrow.
So tomorrow, you're both starting tomorrow.
Yeah,
but there's nothing prevented you from doing it today.
I know. I smoked all my cigarettes last night before I went to bed.
Oh, that's why you're mad.
You smoked them all.
I did get up and go to the fucking store.
I did.
Damn it. Fucking jerk.
So, like, as of next week, on the show next week.
Next week, it'll be 6 days.
Okay.
So.
All right. I'm excited for you guys.
Yeah.
No, you can do it.
I know we can. You're going to be our lifeline, you and all you wonderful radios out there. And John, I'm going to bug John every day. How did you do it, man? Ira quit. Everybody quit.
I'm going to stop jagging off with you guys.
Just with us?
Or
you're just going to do it by yourself from now on? Because I'm kind of tired of you coming over to my house every afternoon and being like, come
on. Are you guys with me? Come on. We'll all do it together.
All right. So that's it. Other than that, I was going to talk about my wife being in Boston today. She just got there.
She drove,
left 2 days ago, or she left yesterday.
I saw she posted a picture of that peach up there in South Carolina.
Gaffney?
Yeah.
Which we fostered like a dog. She went to Warner Robins last week and got a dog for her mom.
Another dog?
Yeah, so we had four dogs in the house plus the cat. And she drove the dog up there yesterday, got there today, and she was going to turn around and drive back tomorrow. So you're not going anywhere tomorrow. You're going to get 2 feet of snow.
Yeah,
my mom just got it, yeah.
Said, it's supposed to be a bunch of snow in Mansfield.
And I-95 will be shut. There's no way she's leaving. She's going to try to fly out Wednesday night. So we'll see.
Does your mom like the dog?
I think so. The dog's sweet, adorable, hates men. So she was like always looking like I was going to beat her. But I eventually got her to come around and let me pet her.
Aww.
So that's my update. Jeff and I are going to quit smoking.
Yay.
Keep up on us.
Why didn't she get her dog from furkids.org?
I don't know, man.
Well, she does.
Because Caitlin wanted to drive to Warner Robins on a Thursday.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's
if you
far.
Need something to do.
Speaking of Fur Kids, just to update on that, the Forsyth commissioner came out and visited the shelter Friday. And from what I...
Jeremy Jam?
Yeah, no, not Jeremy Jam.
Oh, okay.
The good one.
Oh, the
came
good
out
one,
and visited the shelter. And from what I understand, it went swimmingly. Was very receptive to everything. The dogs were on their best behavior, so we shall see. The decision is this Thursday, so...
Awesome.
Anyway, we'll find out.
All right, Stephanie, what's news to us?
Oh, well, news to us, thank God, it turns out Richard Simmons is okay. Even though these podcasts, as interesting as they are, he's not being held hostage.
Are you caught up? Everybody caught up?
How do you know?
Yeah. What happened?
They sent the cops over there to check on him. I guess this podcast has really stirred up a bunch of...
Well, they sent the cops over there a while ago, and Richard came out and said he was okay. So this is the second time cops have gone over there?
Yep.
I haven't listened to it.
And who called the police?
I believe, who was it that they called it? They just said it was like a welfare check.
Call the police. And yeah. So what does TMZ have to say about it? He's all right?
Yeah, that he's fine. That, yeah, that he just wants to live outside the public view.
I don't buy it.
I don't either.
Just like they said back in 2015. But the cops talked to him. They said he's fine.
I just want to be left alone. Please leave me be. I'm just growing old, and no one wants to look at an aging queen who's overweight and can't exercise because his knee is messed up.
Just leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I just don't want to cry anymore. It's sad. Sadness.
I think people would leave him alone if he had said goodbye to at least the people that he was like personally friends with.
Yeah.
But he didn't do any of that, so
just I think dropped out. Huh?
I think if he would just maybe say goodbye to those people, then
okay. Here's my YouTube video. Just saying goodbye to the oldies. Somebody play an oldie. Goodbye. I hate all of you. You never did anything for me. The only people I care about are those overweight people who I called all those years. I hope they're okay. I don't want anybody to get sick. But I just can't do it.
Well, is the podcast going to keep going on after this
There's
one?
Only six episodes, right?
I mean,
I don't know. I've only heard four so far.
It's my favorite podcast. I'm going to do one.
Well, you know what? They should pivot. I mean, has anybody heard from Gene Simmons? They should check on him.
I'm fine.
Not since that A&E show went off the air.
I don't know where he's been. I haven't seen him since the last tour. I guess he's just doing his thing.
See? They should pivot this whole thing.
I really think we ought to do it.
Sophie Simmons is fine, though. I follow her on Instagram.
What's her Instagram feed? I haven't seen her since she was 13 in Double D. Wait a minute. Is that his daughter?
She's legal age now.
I know. What is she, 30?
No, she's late 20s probably.
So anyways, just leave me be, okay? Stop!
I've been listening to the old Howard Stern appearances with Richard where Howard would just get him so pissed off he'd start crying.
Yeah.
Give me the box! Give me the box! Give me the box!
How much of that was him fucking around, though?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. The last time he was on, he actually had him on Sirius once or twice,
yeah.
And he really pissed Howard really pissed him off.
I feel like he was playing all that up.
No, he was really emotional.
Yeah?
I mean, if you listen to that podcast, all that shit will make sense, because Letterman would make fun of him. Didn't Letterman hit him with a fire extinguisher?
Yeah, but he would keep going back on, though, knowing...
Because I want to help my fat people. My overweight people. Plus size. Like me. I'm a little troll in a onesie.
He didn't look like Richard Simmons used to look lately. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all age, but he didn't look good. He never really looked good, but
boy, was he an inspiration to millions.
My mom watched him every day.
I loved Sweating to the Oldies.
Sweating to the Oldies.
I did it all the time in high school. I did. I loved it.
Here's Roundabout by Yes. Let's do aerobics.
Did you see the episode when he was on Whose Line? Is it anyway?
No. Oh. Was he good at improvising?
He was just on it as a special, but it was one of the most hilarious episodes ever. It's on YouTube. Check
he
it
was
out.
A great guest in the 80s and 90s. He's like Terry Garr. A lot of those people were just really good guests on shows. Always Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah. How could you go wrong?
All right. What else?
Well, as if Game of Thrones isn't sticking it to us enough,
mm-hmm.
last Thursday, they they did this Facebook Live event where they were going to reveal to the fans when the season was finally going to premiere. So they put the date inside of a block of ice, and the fans were supposed to watch, and then they were supposed to type fire, fire.
Jesus.
and then the block of ice was going to melt. Well, like 15 minutes into this shit, the Facebook Live feed goes down, right? So, of course, the fans are flipping out. Then it comes back up, and they're like, no, no, keep typing fire or Dracarys. And so they keep doing it again. It starts melting a little bit. The feed goes down again. It's such bullshit. So finally, at about 3:12, they reveal that it's going to be July 16th is when the next season's going to premiere. It was the biggest...
This year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was such bullshit. So
I'm going to get into marketing just like the stupidest shit ever. It's so,
so
easy.
Stupid. And then the whole time it's just playing the song, you know, A Song of Ice and Fire, the whole time or whatever. So, yeah, pretty much everybody was like, just, you know, freaking tell us next year when it is. That was so stupid.
But yeah. Only like five or six.
But there's our statistics of how many idiots were sitting there.
Millions. Millions of people were sitting there typing fire.
I was fire. 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 Fire.
So five or six episodes, that's stupid. So
yeah.
They're going to have to
they're
do another.
Splitting it, and then there's going to be six final episodes.
You're going to keep milking that
shit. In 2018 or something.
When everybody's bored with it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, and I really, honestly, though, marketing, like you said, who came up with that?
Some jerk.
Some five-year-old.
Well, the fact that they couldn't even keep it going, but anyway, so thanks for that, Game of Thrones.
Okay.
But, and also, I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but there's a new app for your smartphone where you can perform cunnilingus on your partner.
I don't know what that word means.
Yeah, what does that mean? I'm not unfamiliar with that.
Is
that some sort of
oral sex
CPR?
I'm going to lick Jeff's phone
later. Oral
sex
stem.
See if it works.
Oral sex.
Yeah, yeah. So basically.
I mean like a blowjob.
No.
No,
it's not a blowjob.
It's not a blowjob, but you're calling it oral sex.
It's oral sex for the woman, Tim.
I don't. It doesn't compute. I don't.
You don't
get
do
it,
this.
I don't understand.
It's not. This isn't something that you do.
No.
This is something men do.
Men.
And
men.
Some women
oh,
and
oh,
other women
gee,
do.
Thanks.
For
I don't
women.
Know anyone who's ever
put
done
our
this.
Faces down.
I ain't no termite. To quote Richard Pryor, not me, not the kid. I ain't no termite.
Now they tried this. They tried this a few months ago. They had a fellatio app or whatever, which it didn't really take off. I guess it didn't work very well. So they've tried it again.
Is that why you had all those teeth marks on your phone?
Oh, Steph, come on.
What does this app do? What do you
Okay, so you buy the vibrator part of it, and it's $100.
Okay.
Okay, and then...
How do you know the exact price?
I've read the story.
Oh, okay.
Why would... Of course.
You're wearing one right now, aren't you?
Well, I do not want...
Neil's at home licking his phone.
I do not want him to lick his phone. I think it's... I personally think it's pretty gross.
These are great germs.
If I see somebody in public licking their phone, I mean, and you know there's going to be weirdos out there that are doing this in public, like, I'm in the mall, you know, because they're getting off on doing this in the mall.
My wife's at church while I'm licking my phone.
I'm licking my phone, sea sharking, walking around the mall.
Yeah.
But it's from this company. It's called Ocast, basically. And you can't, there's like 12 sample orgasms available for download with titles like Getting Loco and Mushroom Cloud. And
Mushroom Cloud. That's one that when she comes, it's just a bunch of spores from a fungus.
The same Tennyson one.
And Sensual Bath.
Giving
That's
T,
another
the
one.
Capital T.
ABC. All right. I don't want that app. Nobody wants that app.
You don't want it.
No.
Okay, well, anyway, so you lick the phone and then it goes to this Bluetooth vibrator thing and it's, you know. Which, like, this porn star lady says that it's not, like, the real thing, obviously, but she said it's pretty great.
Okay.
So, you know, if you don't want to...
Thanks, porn star lady.
Yeah, and so, like, you know...
She's
what
an
if,
expert.
Maybe if you are lazy like Tim and you don't want to do this, you could just lick your phone.
Doesn't smell like fish.
Get the dogs to lick it.
Tim's holding the phone on the floor, so
yeah.
The dog's going to lick
yeah, you
all
put,
over
you
it.
Yeah, oh. You can put peanut butter on your phone.
Yes.
There you go.
Any other news stories? I see a couple more. Skipping past this one. It's disgusting.
Leave me alone. I know there's a podcast. He's not my friend.
Hey, Richard, we're going to put this little device in your
in my
your
poop
legs.
Chute.
Yes. Just download this app.
So, I don't, you know, OJ's serving like a 33-year sentence right now for his whole thievery or whatever, just trying to steal his shit back. But he could actually be out by October of this year. Did you guys know that?
Happy Halloween.
Heard about it.
Oh, yeah. And
oh, yeah, by October.
Trick or treat.
And
boom.
Already the reality shows are pouring in.
Hey, come by Best Buy.
Are they?
I'll be outside at the farmer's market carving pumpkins.
Well, especially after the whole, you know, how popular the OJ show was last year. So
people still love the juice.
Exactly.
You so, get him and David Schwimmer living together in a house in the Hollywood Hills.
You get him and Cuba living together.
Nah, right. Man, I live with him. I love Friends. Friends was one of my favorite shows. It's too bad I was in jail. I didn't see the final episode, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that pumpkin carving contest. I'm gonna win.
Move in with Travolta. That'll be good.
Oh.
For real, though. I mean, like, would you watch?
I'd watch anything with OJ in it.
You would watch
sure.
it? Sure. What do you think would be a good premise for him? Like, he's just getting back out there.
Daycare center.
Sea sharking with OJ.
Sea shark.
OJ's kids. I got a little car and I drive them around. And I got a daycare center. What would be some more good shows for OJ?
Oh, Ginsu knife commercial.
Now look, the Ginsu can cut a tin can. Look at that. Oh. Nah, if my wrist didn't hurt so much from playing golf, I would be doing this cutting.
You just put on these protective black gloves, OJ.
Well, look out. It happens.
Well, but that would be a good one too. What if he started his own golf club? You know,
learn how to golf with OJ.
Yes, yeah, that
golfing, good golfing with OJ.
Yeah, you become a private golf instructor.
A Bronco racing track, you know, a Bronco yeah. race Broncos.
It's the OJ Simpson 400. Bring your Bronco.
Or you could do a crime scene cleanup.
Oh, God. Unsolved crimes on the ID network with OJ.
Any money they would make, though, would have to go to the Goldmans, wouldn't it?
Most of it.
Yeah.
I thought they already got all the money from the
They got
book.
All they could, but I don't think yeah, that was all they were owed.
Yeah. That guy works at a store, works at like a department store in Arizona, Phoenix.
Ron does?
Yeah. Remember Larry told the story in the air of how he...
He had to buy a suit.
Larry Wax told the story about how he had to buy a suit, and he was at the store, and the guy came up to him, and it was Ron Goldman.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well.
And I thought Larry was really cool about that, actually, because he didn't exploit it. He just said, I ran into Ron Goldberg, and that was an interesting.
Surprising.
I mean, you take pity on the guy. The poor guy had to, lost his son.
It was very sad.
I ran into Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yeah? Was it sad? No. Did you exploit him?
No, he looked pretty good, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We saw him get beat by Jimmy Snuka.
All right. I didn't say that. I thought about it, but he bumped into me, and he said, oh, excuse me. And I went, oh, sorry, my fault, Mr. the Hammer. He just turned around and laughed. He's like, thanks for coming, man.
Yeah.
I heard to ask you, was Jake the Snake sober?
Yeah,
he don't drink anymore.
He was smoking quite a bit, but.
Well, whatever. That didn't count.
You got to do what you got to do, brother.
Well, and the last thing is, finally, John Goodman got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah?
And in the most amazing way possible.
Walter. Yeah.
He had our beloved The Dude present him with it. Jeff Bridges came up, and then he took his coat off, and he transformed into The Dude, and he presented him with his Walk of Fame. And he did it. He took Donnie's eulogy from his Seaside eulogy, and he transformed it and made it into a tribute to Walter Sobchak, and it was fantastic.
Here's just a little bit of it.
Walter Sobchak, John Goodman, in accordance with what we think may be your final wishes, we have committed to these sidewalks in Hollywood, in the bosom of Hollywood that you love so well, a star for you, a star because we love you so well. Good afternoon, my sweet prince.
How high do you think he was there?
Oh, super. Jeez. He's always high, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's always high. I saw he was at that close-up with a Hollywood Reporter.
That was a good one.
He was so, and you know, and they were all the actors on there, they just worship him. I mean, he's...
Especially Casey Affleck was all over him.
Oh, I thought he was going to lick his balls. It was ridiculous. It was like, okay, Casey.
All right.
What was Goodman's reaction to the?
He was laughing his ass off.
Yeah, he was
smiling.
He was
really
shocked though when he put the dude sweater on. He was like, "Oh my god!"
It was so great.
That dude sweater is expensive.
Yeah.
That's if you buy the right one.
John Goodman's so good in Kong Skull Island.
Did you see it?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Anybody else see it?
No,
not yet.
He and I were supposed to have a mandate.
Are we not going tonight?
No. Maybe.
Are you guys going to see Kong?
Maybe
tonight?
We'll go after.
Do a little so sea shark.
Sea shark riot.
It was like old fashioned.
Shoot out a couple of jizz.
old fashioned blockbuster good.
Is it really?
Yeah, like
it looks
Star
fantastic.
Wars good.
So
at first I thought like some of this is like kind of cliche, but it was like it was so well done that it was like
better than the previous King Kong?
Oh yeah.
What was the last King Kong?
Peter Jackson.
Yeah, the Peter Jackson.
There wasn't one after that?
No, nope, I think not that was yet. The last one.
Okay.
We got King Kong versus Godzilla coming up. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. So what is this Kong? Is it King Kong? Or is it?
Yeah, no, it's King Kong.
And had they never, is it another origin, or are they going there looking for him?
Yeah, he lives on Skull Island. He's like come up from the middle of the earth.
Uh-huh.
There's like places in the earth that these creatures come up from.
All right.
And there used to be a bunch of these giant apes, but they're attacked by these giant dinosaur-looking things.
Hmm. Okay.
And Kong like protects the people that live on the island from the dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
And Kong's the last one, so they like worship him.
Okay.
And then when John Goodman and all his army buddies show up, then all hell breaks loose.
That's John C. Reilly in the trailer. He really shouldn't have come here.
He's like,
we're all gonna die.
Yeah, he's like a pilot in World War II, and he gets his plane gets shot down, and he gets stuck there. So he's been there for like 30 years or something by the time John Goodman and those guys get there. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just love that line. You really shouldn't have come here.
He's pretty funny in it.
Anybody watch Walking Dead?
Yes.
Yeah, what a good episode. You guys watch that?
I don't.
I know Ira doesn't.
Ira never watches.
Fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira. What do you guys think?
It was great. So glad to see Morgan back in kill mode.
Morgan lost
excellent.
His shit. Yeah. Morgan lost. He fucking choked that guy out. Dead. Dead.
He did. And he basically took his plan, and he's doing his plan, but he killed him.
Yeah. I love what Carol said to him. Go, but don't go.
Yeah. Flipped the script on him.
Yeah. She's ready to fight. Everybody's ready to fight.
That guy probably would have been helpful in the battle against Negan, but...
Yeah, but he...
He knew he signed his death warrant when he was talking about killing Carol and Daryl. And
yeah.
Then he's like, that's not going to happen.
No,
right.
No. But I liked it when he was sharpening up a stick at the end. Yep. No more just beating people up. You're going to get stabbed.
You need to kill again. I liked the episode. It didn't have any Rick in it. Sadly, no Negan.
Yeah.
No real setup for future events, really.
There's only three left.
Yeah, so they're not going to get to the war.
No. It's like, you know, Negan's got, what, like you said, one more season. So we're not going to get the war till next season.
Fucking lame.
Yeah.
Fucking lame. They could have done that all this season. I've read online that they're saying that Ombre chick, the garbage chick, is a is the Whisperers.
Maybe.
What?
Well, they might be, because the way they walked in a circle, that clockwise circle around people, they're walking like... The walkers?
I don't know. All I think about is trash people. Looks like trash, smells like people. Trash people.
Squid people?
Yeah, whatever.
Or no.
Yeah.
Crab people. Yeah, crab people. Remember that South Park?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Exactly it. But yeah, it was it was a much better episode than last week. Bah.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to watching... I didn't get around to watching Legion, and I haven't watched the new Crashing yet.
I haven't watched the Crashing.
Henry was on this one.
Who? Oh, Henry.
Oh,
Henry
yeah.
Zabrowski, yeah.
We'll have to watch it next week, because I haven't watched it yet either, so I'll talk about that next week.
He had a couple really funny lines, too.
Is Artie coming back or no?
I don't think. I think Artie was on two. I don't know if he's going to be on more.
Huh. I thought he was supposed to be on six episodes.
So Crashing's good, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. You would like it. You would like it a lot.
Yeah, I've been wanting to check it out.
And Legion, man, we'll talk about it next week, obviously, because you didn't see it, but this last episode was freaking amazing. So good.
What are they in, like four episodes, something like that?
Yeah. No,
five.
Six.
This was the fifth.
Yeah, I watched the first one. I liked it. I haven't caught up.
This last one was great. Yeah, because, you know, I wasn't into it in the first one. Then I pushed on. Now I love it.
It's
now I'm
so
crazy
well
about
done
it.
And well acted and everything. I still have no fucking clue what's going on, but I'm still I'm into it.
They really told you a lot of shit this last Did you watch this last one? And the setup for this next one looks crazy as hell.
They did tell you an awful lot. And in the show, you have to kind of watch it twice or go online and look at recaps to figure out what's going on.
I definitely do that.
It needs one of those after shows, like Talking Legion afterwards.
You know, I was watching that show Victoria on PBS. No, is it on PBS or BBC America? One of those two. It's PBS. Victoria with the girl from...
the Doctor Who girl.
The Doctor Who girl, Jenna Coleman.
Yeah.
And at the end of that, they do... Kind of like a Talking Dead thing, but it's kind of a cross between that and that treasure hunt show where the people show up with Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, Antiques Roadshow.
And the set looks like Antiques Roadshow on a stage, but it's the same format, but it's just PBSified. You know what I mean? Now, every show and every network does that thing with their shows, their hits. So they sit there and they talk about Victoria. Ooh.
Well, Hardwick's get that talking show is going like year long. Even when Walking Dead's not on, it's still going to be on.
Talking about Walking Dead or other shit?
No, just other shit. God. So it's going to be called Talking with Chris Hardwick.
Oh.
Starts in April.
There's a funny interview with Artie Lang on YouTube where he's talking about, yeah, the fake nerd. He's not a real nerd. Nerds fuck, nerds fuck Jennifer McCarthy, yeah. It's pretty good.
Have you guys watched Feud yet?
No.
No.
It's good.
Is it good?
Yes.
Oh, that's that Betty and Joan thing?
Yeah.
I had zero interest in that.
Why? Had a little bit of interest.
It's
but,
really yeah. good.
I'm sure it was it's, good and all that.
It's
but
the, you know, whatever happened to Baby Jane, that old movie.
Every time it came on, I said no interest.
Story behind
that movie.
Their feud, Joan Crawford and Betty Davis's feud while they were.
Yeah.
But Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange playing those two. It's and
they
Alfred
look
Molina.
Exactly like them.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, all the performances and just the whole.
Who does Alfred Molina look like?
I don't know who he looks like, but him as the director, I mean, every single person and just all that old Hollywood shit, I mean, they all play it to the hilt. It's excellent.
He looks like Mukti. You're not taking my daughter out of Iran. Not without my daughter. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
That old movie where they...
Movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not without my daughter. All right, let's take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Ira and John Mark.
I'd rather talk to King Cake and the Boogie Woogie.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to King Cake and the Boogie Woogies. That'll be coming up next right here on, what is the name of this? Oh, yeah, the Radio Labyrinth Podcast. Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Hi, it's Paul Stanley, and this is Paul Stanley's Television Week in History of TV and Paul Stanley from KISS. Did I read that right or wrong? Anyway, it's 1988, and some claymation raisins are about to burst onto the pop culture scene. These dry little grapes that look like black people singing Marvin Gaye's classic, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, are trying to convince everybody that California raisins are not only tasty, but healthy. So I guess fuck you, Florida raisins. You suck. Anyways, I hate raisins. They ruin everything, especially Raisin Bran. Also this week in 1988, we lost the late, great Andy Gibb. So big of a Gibb brother, he couldn't fit into the Bee Gees. They wouldn't let him in. Andy had a few hits of his own, like Shadow Dancing. He co-hosted that Solid Gold show and even banged Dallas co-star Victoria Principal. Sadly, he passed away, and now he's shadow dancing in heaven. Happy birthday to Finn Iron Fist Jones, born this week in London in 1988. Finn's original name is Terrence, but I guess he changed it for Game of Thrones where he played Loras Tyrell. I don't watch that show, it's crazy. But some shows I was watching in 1988 were Cheers, Designing Women, Falcon Crest, Family Ties, and The News. I watched an awful lot of news. Dan Rather was my favorite. And of course, I was watching Entertainment Tonight. Wow, look at the legs on that Mary Hart. Anyways, this is Paul Stanley, and this has been Paul Stanley's Week in Television History. I'm gonna go do some paintings now.
Jerk boy!
Well, we're back.
That's right, we are back.
Yeah, how many times he's heard that fucking song?
Who, John?
I've heard it a couple times.
This is, of course, King Cake and the Boogie Woogies with Mac and Cheese right here on Radio Labyrinth. Tim Andrews with you to the hour of midnight tonight.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese. That's right, I had mac and cheese yesterday. Oh, it's so good. Just like they say in the song. Joining us this week are the creators, two of the creators of King Cake and the Boogie Woogies. We've got singer Ira Malkin, songwriter, and mixmaster extraordinaire, instrumental genius, John Mark Lindell. Thank you, guys.
Woo! Oh, yeah!
So,
thank you.
Where did this come from?
Coincidentally, I'm not eating cheese right now.
You're not eating cheese. Why are you not eating cheese?
I told you, guys, I'm off dairy.
No, you're off.
No dairy.
No dairy.
King Cake doesn't eat dairy no more.
King Cake doesn't eat dairy. He eats cashew cheese.
That would not make for a fun kids album. King Cake doesn't eat dairy no more.
Cashew cheese.
Almond milk.
Oh, almond milk.
Tastes so bad.
Put it on your cereal. Feel like you've been had. Almond milk's fucking gross. I don't know where they came up with this idea. John, you can get it. You guys can
share.
Well,
it's tough. We're sharing a microphone.
I know.
Here, but I have a big head, and I keep hitting
it. It's not a dick. So where did you come up with? By the way, you can find King Cake and the Boogie Woogies at kingcakekids.com if you would like to order it. And I think you should order this if you have children or even if you just like fun novelty songs. Maybe we'll hear one of these on the Dr. Demento show if it's still
Oh, wait. Is that still going?
I don't know if he still does it.
I submitted it to one of the serious kids shows, so hopefully that'll
what
be...
What serious?
Serious kids? XM.
Oh, okay, okay. You know? Well, then that'll get you some play.
It would.
That'll get you some play.
You know, unless right. they hear it and say, nah.
All right, tell us about King Cake and the Boogie Woogies.
Well, actually, I mean, I was going to solicit John to do a regular Vipers recording, you know, just some...
Standards?
Regular blues tunes like I normally play.
Yeah.
All the time. And then... I don't know. I had these tunes that I was kicking around, that I was, you know, goofing around with the girls and everything, driving around.
Yeah.
I think I had got my toothbrush working first.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just goofing around with it in the car, and I was like, well, this is good, you know. And then after a while, I had like four full verses, and then I had and then Creepy Little Spider was one that I would just sing around the house, but then the girls would, I didn't even have them recorded, and I didn't even sing them that much. But they would remember everything. And then the girls would, like, remember four verses of shit.
So these are songs that you just made up in your head and you would sing around the house.
But, you know, a lot of them parody
kind
of classic blues tunes.
So what is this one about? This is, well, I know what it's about, but this has got my toothbrush working. You were just talking about it. These songs are so great, by the way, Ira.
Thanks. Yeah, this is...
So when you were thinking about this...
This parody's got my mojo working, of course.
So you're walking around the house singing all this. Now, John, is this you playing all the instruments?
No. I didn't play anything. I did some hand claps and some backup vocals, and I did. I did the toothbrush solo on this with a.
Yeah.
Whatever thing. That thing's What's called. That thing? The thing. The thing with the thing.
So you mixed it, right?
Yes, sir.
You mixed it. So
Wait,
what
did
is that?
Did you hear the toothbrush solo in this one?
Yes. So Ira gets this solo. He comes to your studio and records
right.
it. Because this is multi-layered music. It's not just, you know, who's playing the guitar and all that stuff.
Right, but I mean, you know how good the quality of his work is because of all the stuff he's done for you guys and for regular guys. And,
right.
You know, so I knew going to him, I'm like, look, this has got to sound right. It's got to be good. And, I mean, we're friends anyway, so I'm like, well, you know, I got this in my pocket, so let's do it right. Let's
John
it
Mark right. just did the music underground, the background music for the Paul Stanley thing that I've inserting into the show, that Jeff Hayes. Right.
That's great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was an old unfinished riff idea thing, and I just polished it up.
Jeff hates it, though.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he does.
Why do you hate me?
No, he hates it. No, he likes the music. He hates the whole bit, the Paul Stanley bit, and it belongs on the podcast, he told me in an email.
Yeah, I did.
You did? Remember that?
Yeah. It's one of those sleep emails. Yeah. I get up at like 3 a.m. and just email people.
You fuck.
Stop doing Paul Stanley.
So
it doesn't sound anything like him.
It sounds a little like him. I don't know what you're talking about.
It really doesn't. It's insulting is what it is.
It's when he sleep sharks.
You're insulting. I sleep short all the time. I see sharks sleep when I'm shark. Sleeping.
I sleep short.
Oh. So anyway, King Cake and the Boogie Woogies. If I had kids, I would buy them this CD. It's so good. I wish that we had done something like this. Kiss.
I don't know. There's just a market for any kid's shit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you got something cool out that the kids will dig, and these mothers and the grandmothers and everything, I mean, they'll just buy.
Well, now, how do you market it?
Are you in a kids band, Mr. Malkin?
Exactly. See?
How do you get this out there to people?
Well, I mean, I'm figuring that out right now. You know, my thing was like, let's just get this done. You know,
right, and then you market
it. I have these tunes. I wanted. Yeah, I mean, I probably should have thought about it better, but I mean, there's good kind of distributors that you can pay nowadays that'll just get it to iTunes and to Amazon and to YouTube and to Spotify, and it's like, it's cheap to do it.
Have you been able to monitor sales and plays?
Not just yet. I mean, we just released it, what was it, last week or something? Released it on Fat Tuesday, hence the King Cake thing. But it said it takes, it's weird. It's like the reports, they say it takes like 3 months before you see exactly who bought it and when you can collect your money. Which
is that just iTunes, or can you see how many plays you've had
on
Spotify?
They're all different, yeah. It's all different. I'm just waiting. I don't know. I'm kind of like...
Yeah.
I feel like, what if you drop some copies off at some daycares?
Do a little payola?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, I have ideas like that. Well, and even the daycare that we use for one of my daughters, I gave them the disc. They're playing it around there. And I'm like, try to play this when the parents are walking in and out.
Get the song stuck in the kids' heads so they have to sing them in the car. Mommy, I want this. And you maybe eventually get some animated to go along with it, like some music videos.
We got a lot of big ideas. They're going to cost a lot of money.
So I know they're going to go. But you find somebody that's good in animation, digs what you're doing, is intern level cost.
Hey, you radios out there. Wait, who's the guy who drew the Redbox drawing?
Yeah,
what's he doing?
Ben Bowling. You know what I found out about Ben Bowling? This goes back to our show 2 weeks ago. He told me this week that he used to draw for Cracked. He got into Cracked.
Get out of here.
Right before the magazine stopped publishing, he did a couple of full page stuff and some panels.
That's awesome.
And he's going to try to find him to let us see him. But that's pretty damn cool. And he actually, we were talking about Mad Magazine. And do you remember Crazy John?
No.
Marvel put it out. It was like Mad Magazine, but it was Crazy Magazine. And they did the same thing, parodies and stuff. And who was our guest that brought it up?
Casper Kelly.
Brought up all these magazines that he used to read, that, Mad and Cracked. And Ben Bowling had these, you know, the original ones. And I remember them. There was one that was making fun of the Wrath of Khan, because this is when it came out. And there was one making fun of Conan. And instead of Alfred E. Newman or Sylvester P. Smith, they had Obnoxio the Clown.
Right, the clown.
Overweight, greasy clown with gross makeup. He looked like a child molester. So, anyway, there's that.
Yeah.
So, are you going to play, like, kids' parties and stuff?
See, I don't know about that. That's where the whole Wiz thing came from. You know, my wife was like, you're not going to be the Wiz.
No.
I'm the Wiz. I got great news, Elaine. They gave me my job back.
I'm the Wiz.
I'm the Wiz. She's like, you're not going to be the Wiz. I don't know. I did contact, I don't know if I'll do kids' parties. But
maybe not kids' parties, but maybe events for kids.
Well, a lot of these festivals nowadays, you know, like the Brookhaven Arts Fest or whatever, I mean, they have kids' stages.
Even
now.
Sweetwater 420 or the Inman Park Festival, they have
King of Pops Festival has a
I just don't know how well those places are paying.
I know
this is a big band. We don't have to pay a lot of people.
Well, I know they're packed. That I know for a fact. They're always packed.
Right? I think it would be a good idea for an actual kid's cartoon, though. If you did it on like Nickelodeon or something, like he could be King Cake and have him in New Orleans and, you know what I mean? Right. And have him, this is what he does.
Right. Well, when I had the idea for the artwork a little bit, like the character, I kind of had like a Johnny Bravo thing in my head.
Yeah,
like
I could see that.
He looked like Johnny Bravo a little bit. So, I mean, yeah, there's endless opportunities. But for now, look, I just, you know, I want to get it out there. I mean, I'm digging it. You know, John Mark and I just love it. And I, you know, just like you guys were kind of digging on it, I'm just happy to have people listening to it right now and hearing from their kids and like, oh, yeah, they're dancing all around the house. And
how long did it take you to mix down, John?
Oh, well, it was a process. We had the whole band come in and track it. It was all tracked live. Mm-hmm. Well, I say all tracked live. And then we had a horn player come in, and then we had a piano player come in, and then we had vocals and kids and gang vocals and clap sessions and all
gang
kind of
bangs.
Gang bangs.
Gang vocals.
With kids?
We did it together. And then we made the album.
No, I brought my daughter in there to do some background stuff. I should, if we were talking about it, I should mention everybody's name, though.
Yeah,
Danny Vincent. These are all guys that I've played with just in the blues scene. Danny Vincent on guitar, who's an amazing old friend of mine. My regular drummer, who's in the Vipers, is Will Groth. Bass player from the Breeze Kings is Greg Shapiro, and piano player is Chad Mason, old friend of mine. We go back a long time, and baritone and tenor sax is Will Scruggs.
Cool.
Is that, did I miss anybody?
I don't think so.
No. Oh.
Maybe you could do a
free and John Mark Lendell doing everything else.
Do a free show for kids.
Free show.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, free.
Cake,
like, kids, bye.
A free show for the kids, because the kids are there.
Well, it's weird nowadays, because, I mean, the last time I released an album of music, like, it was so long ago that, like, Facebook wasn't even happening. And now, you know, no Spotify and no, you know, YouTube stuff, really.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how you just put it out on, you know, Steph's been listening to it on Spotify, and I get, like, little fractions of money for that.
Right.
And that's fine. I mean, I'm expecting everybody to kind of stream it and listen to it kind of for free in a way, and It's just the way it's done now. It's weird. It's like you're not going out and selling albums anymore. You're not selling CDs.
No.
So, I don't know. It's kind of weird to kind of figure it out, you know?
Well, we're talking to, of course, Ira Malkin and the great John Mark Lindell, who, if you remember the old Regular Guy show, you remember stuff like this. That's John singing.
Oh, yeah. Screaming.
But that's you really screaming, getting shot.
The first time I've had something slammed into my butt. That was Barney Frank right there at the end. John produced a lot of that stuff. John, where can people find your stuff?
Here, there, and everywhere. I'm in a band called 7 Sharp 9. We have several albums out and have a new one coming. Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Just find me and ask me.
Yes. Just if you see John anywhere.
Friend him on Facebook and say, send me this shit.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about several people have asked me to put all that stuff up on, like, make a SoundCloud page for the Petit Tong Men or whatever and put all that stuff up, and I wouldn't mind doing that. Make it all downloadable and available.
Yeah.
You need to talk to the powers that be.
Yes. Well, they got, so on your Lindell John page, your SoundCloud, you have a couple of them. You have Tops of Boobs, which I'm not going to play, 419, which I'm not going to play. Regular Guy's Anthem was good. What's Sandy?
Oh, no, that's just me being a weirdo.
Oh.
What about Channel N News?
It's an old Del Shannon? Maybe not Del Shannon. I forget who it is. Dion.
Oh, so it's not a parody song.
No.
Dion. Dion and the Belmonts. What song did you say, Ira?
Well, he and I did, remember Channel N News?
Yeah. That's not on here.
I know. We did that together because I wrote the lyrics, and then I was like, we should do a chant because it was when all that was happening and Seabass was around. And
well, we were talking last week.
A lost song.
John and I were talking, and I'd done this bit on one of your albums. Why don't you plug that?
Oh, yeah. I did an album for my buddy Dallas Doctor, and he lives in Key West and plays all the time, and made an album, and it's an album of covers that tells a story, and it's called Dallas Doctor and the Interns of Love. He got a cabin up in the mountains, and I took my whole studio up there, and we recorded the whole thing mostly live, except for vocals. And and then Tim came over and did some voices on the first track is Joe's Garage.
Yes.
And he did Morgan Freeman.
And
Bob Dylan and all kind of stuff.
And you can find these at DallasDoctor.online.
Yes.
He has a whole bunch of albums I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, I did. I produced all of them.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Did you get a good kickback from that?
Well, no, not really.
No.
We taken out to a garage long ago. Just a band of idiots tinkering away.
It wasn't very large. That's him singing at you.
That's him, yeah.
What a great album, by the way, Joe's Garage.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a bunch of different songs, but that's my second favorite Frank Zappa record. Thingfish being my first.
Oh.
Underneath Virginia.
I never did. You said...
Huh?
I've never heard Thingfish.
Thingfish?
Thingfish.
No, but you're a Zappa fan.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Thingfish is... He wrote a musical for Off-Broadway about AIDS and how the government created it by... giving it to prisoners and mashed potatoes, and it turned some of them into mammy nuns, which are duck-billed, potato-headed mammies from the slave era. And they get out of jail, and it's convoluted, it's fun, and it's called Thingfish, and lots of funny songs on it. But they're old, a lot of recycled Zappa songs where he puts new lyrics in them and stuff. But it's pretty good. It's enjoyable.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I have it.
You don't have it on me. Let's see. The drop boxes are reversible, aren't they? So anything else about King Cake and the Boogie Woogies, guys? Are you going to do another album? What are you going to do? When's the tour?
I got nothing. Just
I got nothing.
Look, check out the that website that you said,
kingcakekids.com.
Yes.
And you could actually really find everything very easily on the website. You can buy it on iTunes, on Amazon, blah, 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 and then sign the mailing list. If there is any news about anything happening, you will know.
All right.
I promise.
Right on. All right, guys. Thank you for coming in. You want to sit for the rest of the show?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm sure. Too gassy.
I should have came in as King Cake, like a total separate character.
Let's hear King Cake. What would he sound like?
Sound like me.
Yeah, I know, but you got to have a little character in there. Hey, it's King Cake from King Cake.
And hey! I don't know. We could come up with an... Maybe I should do like a Jerry Lewis thing. Hey, everybody.
No, don't do that.
No?
No.
Put a little Michael Jackson. No, don't do that. No. They sent it with a little New Orleans in it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
See, I can't do characters. I'm not like you. I can't do good voices and stuff.
You can do something. Maybe like a surly guy from New Jersey. Yeah, I'm King Cake.
Yeah, well, that's just normal. This is my voice. That's what I get.
King Cake sounds just like Ira Malkin.
Oh, my God. Mr. King Cake, are you in a band?
Band, Mr. Malkin?
Tonight on Channel 11 News, a man named King Cake arrested for sea shark cake.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you have to have the crown on and wear
the
cape?
I'm going to have to take it easy now. Probably can't curse so much on this show.
No, you can't because you entertain children now. You can't have the duopoly.
Oh, shit.
Duopoly? But well, that's not the
fucking right shit.
The next album, though, you got to have a song called Sea Sharking.
Yes.
Sea sharking. I'm sea sharking. It'll be a little wink and nod to the radio.
Sea, like S-E-A.
Yeah, right. Sea sharking. It's a guy who does it on cruise liners. Sea sharking. I got my pants zipped down. I got my wiener out. I'm going sea sharking, what it's all about. I go squirt, squirt on the little deck. I say,
don't say Tim's version. But you should play some of these songs like when you play at B's next time, when all the kids are there still.
Yeah. What? Yeah. What, sea sharking or the
play some of your King Cake?
No, well, we did. I've played Creepy Little Spider and live
sea
already.
Sea sharking sank the Titanic. The captain came aboard and he darted to the bank. It's sea sharking on the Titanic.
We're at B's this Saturday, actually.
Blow, blow, blow your boat.
Oh, shit. Now, well, sorry. The good thing about this music is I'm going to keep it all blues and funky and R&B.
That's what I love about it. I mean,
I'm going to try not to cheese out and do cheesy shit.
Yeah, you keep it to what it is, because anybody can do those cheesy, stupid songs that sound all the same. You know, you have something unique.
Right. Well, and then, you know, there was even like kind of short little solos in there, which like some of the horn solos were so friggin' good. I'm like, we just got to leave it. The kids will just have to deal, you know?
No, I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't like it. And the guitar, I mean, just all of it. It was really good.
You think for kids' music, you should probably cut down on the soloing. You know, you can't have like fish.
They're self-indulgent.
Oh, it's not like, you know, jam bandy.
No, I know.
20 minute guitar solo.
Like fish for kids.
No, kids like to dance and spaz out, so I could see them.
And
just
even
like
John Mark
spazzing.
Would like roll his eyes at me because you know we're in the studio and there'd be like a guitar solo or something. I'm like, I think I need to like vamp over this to kind of keep it going, which I did. You
that
know,
guitar solo should still be there.
Yes,
yeah.
But it isn't.
What at the end of My Friends?
Yeah.
It didn't work out that way.
We got we'll put out a bootleg record. A bootleg record.
Director's cut.
Yeah. Yes.
Or the live album.
Yeah, the live album. Do whatever you want in the live
album.
John
Mark's producer's cut.
Yep. All right. That website, again, if you want to pick up King Cake or just hear any of the songs, is kingcakekids.com. And if you're interested in hearing me sing, well, just read the intro to Joe's Garage as Morgan Freeman, then you can go to, God damn it, it went to the purchase site and not his site. Dallas Doctor or DocKitty.com?
Dockity.
Dockity.com, which is DockIty.com. And that is the Dallas Doctor, which features John Mark Lindell. So stick around, guys. We're still going to talk about other shit now.
No, we're not.
Okay, we're not. That was terrible. Thanks for supporting me.
I thought you were going to like put a break.
Nah, we're not doing another break. Hey, the Redbox Troll t-shirts are live. You can get yours now, tblaster.com/the-red-box-troll. Or you could just go to the link that will be in the description of this episode. But it is the Redbox Troll shirt designed by Jeff Lieboff and Ben Bowling. Ben Bowling did the art. Jeff did the design work. And you have three different colors you could get. We have Carolina blue, and then some gold and some green color.
I like the green one.
Did you order one?
Yeah, I ordered one.
I'm going to get a blue one.
I like the blue one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get the blue one, too. I got to wait till I get paid, but I'm going to buy one for myself this time.
I'm doing it, too. Yeah, I'm going to do it this time.
I'm going to tell you that.
I was going to get one from the actual red box.
The what?
I was going to get one from the red box.
You can't get one from the red box, can you?
He doesn't sell them there? I thought I could just knock on the door
and he would come out and...
I don't like the fact that you're using my likeness and I'm not getting any money.
How much do you want?
I don't know, 10 cents a shirt?
Look, I got...
What'll that give me? I'll end up owing you money the way they sell.
Set of 10 pencils.
Ten,
with erasers. They got good erasers on them.
Dixon Ticonderoga? Yeah.
Yes. Number four.
Dixon Ticonderoga. I don't want a number four.
Well, they're
number
multicolored.
Two. Number two is the best lead.
Hey, while you're here, you know,
While I'm here, while you're here, why don't you go ahead and take care of the nub?
Well, feel the nub.
Let me get my pencil out.
I like the guy with the nose ring. The soul patch. How you doing over there, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah, you know, I don't see you here usually.
I'm not here usually.
Yeah. So you like Star Wars, huh?
I do.
That's cool. I like Star Wars. You see Rogue One?
I did.
What'd you think?
Synopsis?
I loved it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I watched the first half hour of it.
Well,
you only like movies that are rated R.
I do. I like movies that are rated R. Star Wars is okay, though. I mean, I like it. You know, I like Princess Leia. Sad what happened to her, right?
What happened to her?
She croaked.
Oh, the lady who... Yes.
Wait, you got no TV?
How do you have a TV? You're supposed to be watching Redbox.
I have an Apple Watch.
Oh, okay.
And I have iTunes, so I just, you know, watch
you
all
the shows. You watch movies on there.
I got Hulu. I got all that shit.
That must be like a giant screen for you.
Well, Redbox doesn't carry everything, and you can't stream. But like, the box doesn't stream. It's just this box with CDs in it, and DVDs, not CDs.
Blue
Remember one. CDs?
Yeah.
CDs,
everybody
yeah.
used to have CDs, right?
Yeah.
I don't have any CDs.
Yeah, I used to get them from the BMG Music Club and never, ever buy any. Just get the 10 free and then just never buy any.
12 free cassettes.
Yeah.
If you promise to pay shipping and handling and then buy one every month for 2 years. Guess what? Fuck you. Thanks for the free CDs and tapes.
You still have the best of White Lion?
Yeah, still got White Lion's greatest hits.
Wait. Was that your favorite song?
Wait. I never had a chance to love you. Wait.
No, when the children cry.
We got a thing that's called Red on Love. Golden earring. Shucks.
Golden earring, sir.
White Lion did it better.
You're right, actually.
So, Stephanie, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, but while you're here, you know, there were some new releases at Redbox this week. I was going to ask you about, since you're here. Do you know what the hell Hacksaw Ridge is about?
Hacksaw Ridge is a movie about two guys with hacksaws.
I don't think.
And they go to a ridge, and they try to saw their way through the ridge.
They try to saw the actual ridge?
They saw the ridge, and the Big Lebowski comes after them with his hacksaw. And then Hacksaw Jim Duggan jumps in with a 2x4 and beats up all the Russians.
Is Andrew Ridgely in this movie?
Yes, he is. Why would he be in this movie?
Because it's Hacksaw Ridge.
Hacksaw Ridge. I don't get it.
Ridgely.
Andrew Ridgely, yes. And then he bends over. And Hacksaw Jim Duggan takes the stick.
And does he drive a Honda
and
Ridge
wham!
Line.
He hits him right in the buttocks.
Isn't this directed by Clint Eastwood?
Directed by Clint Eastwood. It's the sequel to Any Which Way You Can. And Everyone's Way But Loose. And the carcass of that baboon is in this movie.
Right turn.
The orangutan, yeah. This dragon Clyde around in Vietnam. This is Vietnam, right? Or is it World War II?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Is it Mel Gibson in this movie?
I don't know.
Mel Gibson.
I don't know Sugar Tits.
Hacksaw Ridge, where he calls young women Sugar Tits and slaps around Winona Ryder while he calls her an oven dodger.
Holy shit.
Oscar nominated. Hacksaw Ridge.
Rated R.
Okay, what about Moonlight?
Moonlight feels right. Yeah, Moonlight.
You ought to be into that. Doesn't somebody get a pencil job halfway through
somebody,
the movie?
Somebody gets a reach around.
Moonlight is a show. About a guy who gets a job at a detective agency with a pretty girl who wears shoulder pads. later on, he's in California to see his ex-wife, and these Germans take over the Lakatomi Tower.
he has to find Severus Snape, who's running the German. He's using acclimency to make people think he's a German spy.
I think you're talking about moonlighting in Die Hard.
Curtis Armstrong is on the show, Moonlight, and then there's a gay black guy who gets an Oscar. Moonlighting. Rated R.
Okay, so, all right, well, that doesn't deserve any pencils at all. So what about Doctor Strange? Can you tell me about Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange, starring Benedict Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch. He's a weird-looking fella. He looks like an alien. If you shave him bald, you wouldn't be able to tell he's human. Also starring that dude, Tilda Swinton.
He's hot.
He's awesome. He was in a movie, Young Adam, where you get to see somebody, that actor's giant penis. You know who I'm talking about. Young Adam. You ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh, he's screwing her on a boat. He's screwing her. They live on a houseboat, Tilda Swinton and her husband. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Sounds familiar.
Who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in those awful clone movies?
Ewan McGregor?
Yes. Ewan McGregor has a huge penis. And if you rent Young Adam, you can see it in there.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't do anything for my nub. Don't worry.
I might be into that.
I don't poke that way. But so Doctor Strange has Tilda Swinton. She plays the Asian master. And Margaret Chang or Cho got all upset, whatever, because the Asian person was... But anyway, you know what I'm saying?
What's the movie about?
Doctor Strange is about this doctor who's really strange. He picks his nose. He doesn't wash his hands before surgery. He has anal fissures and cysts on his nipples.
Vaginal mesh.
He's a sorcerer. He cures vaginal mesh with a sword. And if you have mesothelioma, you got to go to Doctor Strange.
Call 1-800-DR-STRANGE.
Call 1-800-DR-STRANGE. And he'll, if you've been in an accident, don't call the police. Call Dr. Strange. Rated PG-13. Dr. Strange.
Not rated R.
All right, you get three. I'll give you three pencils for that.
Your version should be rated R.
Rated R. And by the way, you can get the Red Box Troll shirt at www.tblaster.com/the-red-box-troll.
Get them quick before the cease and desist hits.
Why would we get it? You covered the logo. It's not there.
Get them quick before they all get sea-sharked on.
Yeah. Well, don't be sea-sharking.
Anybody ever sea-shark him inside the box?
Sea-sharking. We're sea-sharking. Wasn't that in Grease too?
Yeah. Go sea-sharking.
You're jizzing down the quarter of my sea-sharking.
Go sea-sharking.
All right. Well, you know what? We've reached that point of the show where we talk about our staff picks.
Already?
Dick picks.
We have, yeah. Dick picks, staff picks, dick picks. It's a fast show today. You know, they can't all be 2 hours long. Sometimes the less.
Are they? Oh, yes.
Sometimes the more. Sometimes the less.
Sometimes it's so much fun.
So my staff pick this week is The Missing Season 2, which is on Stars. And this year, The Missing has a new cast. Although, Chiqui Cario, who plays Julian Baptiste, is back. He's really good. Also starring David Morrissey. You guys know David Morrissey, don't you?
The governor.
He was the governor on a little show called The Walking Dead. But here he plays a guy whose daughter was kidnapped, and then she comes back. But lo and behold, it might not be his daughter. And he's upset, and he's banging in the army. And if you saw the first season of this show, which was really, really good. Is there any intense? Not really. I mean, it's a thriller. It's a psychological thriller. It's a great show where this...
Got 100% on Tomato Meter.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Season 2 is fantastic so far. It's already started and finished, so we're watching it on demand. But David Morrissey, I mean, if this were a network show in the United States instead of BBC and then Stars, he probably would get nominated for an Emmy. Hmm. Definitely that. Or a Golden Globe or one or the other. But great acting, interesting plot, and the way they divided the show. Each show, they look at the present. They look at the past, and they look at the very far past. So they're skipping around over different years. So
what was it about exactly?
Well, season one was about a British couple who were in Paris on a vacation, and their son gets kidnapped. And so the whole show is them looking for their son and how the father gets fanatical about it.
Does he have a very particular set of skills?
No, it's not like that.
No, Liam.
But the son was kidnapped and taken to Russia, so the father loses his mind and keeps looking for the son. And there's this police officer named Julian Baptiste, who's played by Chiqui Cario, and he's obsessed with finding these kids. So this season is about two missing girls who were kidnapped. And what I think they're playing on is that, you know, the sex rings that are in certain aspects of this would be the British military, which is in Germany. You know, the NATO troops, the British NATO troops in Germany. But I guess it goes along with that BBC and just the child abduction and shit that goes on that you never really hear about once it's busted. It just gets busted and swept under the rug.
Right.
So it's an interesting show. I would give it a chance. It's just like good television.
Hmm.
So it's called The Missing, season 2, and it's on Stars.
It'd be tough for me to watch that, though.
Why?
No, I just
think. Oh, because you got kids.
You're right.
Yeah.
The kidnapping kids stuff, but
Hefe?
My pick is, first of all, go see King Kong Skull Island. So fucking good.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going. We're going.
All right.
My pick is Happen Leonard, season 2, starts Wednesday, March 15th.
Mm-hmm. What's Happen Leonard?
It was that show that was on Sundance last year with, what's his name from the Wire, Omar?
Michael Williams.
Yeah, Michael Williams. And Christina Hendricks was on season 1, but I don't think she's going to be on season 2, but I'm still going to watch it.
Who's the other guy?
What's that guy's name? You know the guy I'm talking
Purefoy.
About. Yeah, James Purefoy.
And the guy in the thing.
Boy, you're really making me want to watch it.
No, it's good. It's like it's based on a series of books. Mm-hmm. Two guys. They were friends from childhood. I guess both their parents were killed when they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been friends like for a really long time, and they get into like trouble.
Okay.
Misadventures and whatnot.
All right.
And the first season was really well done, so I'm going to watch the second season. Starts Wednesday.
Okay. And that guy, by the way, played the Punisher in one of those 2000s era Punisher movies.
The Purefoy?
Was that him or no? That was the other guy that looks like him.
Yeah. Wait, it's the blonde hair guy.
What's You're right.
The guy from The Expanse. No.
I don't know. They get those guys all messed up. Anyway, forget
The guy from
me.
Hung.
No. Is it?
The guy from Hung.
Oh, fuck it. I don't know. Next.
What was that show, Hung?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Steph.
Well, Iris got one, right?
Yeah.
Are we going in a particular order? John's got one, too.
Yeah, so go, Steph. And then
okay,
we'll...
pick up time. All right, so mine is the third and final season of a show that I absolutely love, Review, with Andy Daly. I don't know if you guys ever watched the show.
Yeah, I've watched it.
I haven't.
It is. Oh, God, Tim.
Jeff's not a fan.
No, I like it. Oh.
This show will absolutely kill you. You know who Andy Daly is?
Yes.
Okay. So it's on Comedy Central. It comes back March 16th. The only reason why this is the final season is just the ratings. And I don't know why people don't watch it because it's just insane. And what he does is he doesn't review movies or anything like that. He reviews life experiences. So people, his, you know, viewers, submit things to him like, they want to know what it's like to blackmail someone, or they want to know what it's like to use a glory hole, or they want to know, I mean, these are the things, what it's like to get a divorce. What
you did the glory hole one?
Mm.
Yeah, glory hole got 4 stars.
Holy shit.
But blackmail, he ruined someone's life. Oh my God, the blackmail one, crying, and he gave it a 0.5 star. So, yeah, because he ruined her life and burned his dad's house down and all this other shit. So anyway, season 2 is, every single episode of season 2 is on demand. So you can catch up and watch all of season 2. Season 1 is amazing. And he always has, like, great guest stars on there. His dad is, is it Max? He was on Barney Miller.
Max Gale.
Yeah, Max Gale is his dad on the show. He's great as his dad or whatever. But anyway, like I said, the third and final season, Thursday, March 16th. If you haven't ever watched Review and you want to laugh, there's no way you can watch the show and not laugh your ass off. It's so funny.
Cool. Thank you. Ira.
All right. Well, as you guys know, I'm a pretty big fan of Carolla. Mm-hmm. And he has a new show on Spike called, it actually premieres Tuesday night. So that might be, you might be able to check it out now, right?
We'll see. On demand, maybe.
Well, no.
Yeah, if it comes out Tuesday.
Yeah, it might come out tomorrow night.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway. It's on Spike TV, Build Stuff Live with Adam Carolla.
What's he building?
Well, this,
like houses and shit?
No, I think it looks like it's going to be like little projects.
Right, okay. So he's going to build like a bookcase and shit.
Exactly. And I guess he has special guests on every week, but then he also takes submissions from the audience. And I think it's half like live talk show and half, you know, they go and build shit.
Cool.
But Jimmy Kimmel is his first guest. So I'm going to watch it.
Yeah,
hopefully it'll be good.
Shows so far, like that show he did where
he was building and flipping the house.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that show quite a bit.
I mean, typically he's not the great, you know, I like him on his radio show, better. But
yeah, but he's a good host.
Yeah.
And that show where they were going after the contractors was good until they got in trouble. But
yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay. You know, I mean, this is right in his wheelhouse, so he'll be real comfortable. It'll probably be pretty funny. So check it out, Spike TV.
John Mark Lindell, do you have a staff pick?
Yeah, I got on a Bert Kreischer YouTube kick the other night. I started with that.
YouTube is fun. Go ahead.
The machine story. That's what I started with. But anyway, I found this show called Hot Ones. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of it?
No.
So it's all these different people, like, you know, Key and Peele are on and Bert Kreischer, and there's several rappers and, like, you know, just various people. Bryan Cranston and just had the movie Don't Do It or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of the movie, but
the
I know kid, what
you're the guy's
about.
Gonna marry his daughter,
yeah.
And he, him.
Franco.
James Franco.
Oh, okay.
But it's a show, and this guy, he asks really interesting questions. It's like interviews, but while they're doing it, they eat hot wings. So if it's one-on-one, it's usually like 10 wings, and it gets hotter as they go. And by the end, it's like ridiculous. They got a glass of milk sitting there by them and a glass of water.
Is this on YouTube?
Is this called First We Feast?
No, it's just called Hot Ones.
Where they, like, we watch Charlie Day take the Hot Ones challenge and
yes.
And Ricky Gervais. I see a lot of people.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
And some people don't make it.
Yeah.
But I mean, they'll literally, like, eat a chicken wing that's really hot, and then he'll ask them this badass question.
First We Feast is the dude that runs that channel.
Okay, okay.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so Hot Ones. Damn.
It's cool. Anyway.
No, that
looks fucking
cool.
Awesome. I'm just looking at the page. You see Joey Coco Diaz, Danny Brown.
Padma Lakshmi.
Yeah, who's she?
Danny Brown, the rapper?
From Top Chef.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What?
Danny Brown, the rapper?
Yeah.
From Detroit?
Charlie Day.
What?
Charlie Day. That's awesome. Thanks for turning us on to that, John.
Yeah, man.
Who's the host?
That's that dude. First We Feast, is it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd never seen him before, but he's great.
Yeah.
And his questions are great, and he does it with them.
Oh, okay. That really adds something to it.
Well, check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to check those out. It looks funny.
Well, you know what this song means? That we're going to plug. Ira, plug your album one more time.
King Cake and the Boogie Woogies. Songs for kids based on, you know, like 50s, 60s R&B, blues, and, you know, funky stuff. This is called See You Later, Alligator.
Yes.
This is pretty much a parody of a song called See You Later, Alligator.
Available at kingcakekids.com. And John Mark, you have anything you'd like to plug before we split?
No.
Oh,
I'll see you guys around.
Nah, plug one thing. Come on.
I got some shows at thedirtpoets.com coming up. I got 7 Sharp 9 shows coming up, I think. I think we got some public shows coming up. And, yeah.
Support local music. Go see John and his band. They are really good. In fact, I've actually had a couple times where I got up and sang in front of them. So
really?
Fred Schneider.
Yes.
Oh.
Surprise.
There's no video of that anywhere?
No, there's photos, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm at B's Cracklin' Barbecue this Saturday, by the way. Let me put that in there.
Jeff, where are you going
to
be?
I'm trying to come out to B's Cracklin' Barbecue and watch Ira.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you guys come out? We'll have like a big, you know, tell the radios to come and hang out with...
See how the wife feels when she gets back from Boston, but and we might just do that. Stephanie?
I don't have anything.
You want nothing for fur kids?
You know, just go and get a dog or a cat.
Don't drive all the way to Warner Robins
or,
if you need a dog.
Yeah.
Just go to furkids.org.
Oh, leave Caitlin alone. Just save dog. I don't care where she got it from.
Dog was awesome.
So, but yeah.
The dogs are better at furkids.org.
Whatever. Adopt, don't shop. I don't care where you do it from. So, but yeah. That would be fantastic if you would. And they really do need dog walkers right now. So if you're bored and you're not doing shit, if you're just laying around, you're being a piece of shit, go walk a dog.
Thank you again to Ira. You're welcome anytime.
Thank
you. John, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you to the Lexington Comic and Toy Con for getting Jeff in. And stick around after the podcast because we have Jeff's interview with Ming Chen and Brian Johnson.
From Comic Book Man on
AMC. Comic Book Man on AMC, that's right. Until next week, please remember to keep it canon!
And now here's Jeff Leboff on location at the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention in Lexington, Kentucky, interviewing two of the Comic Book Men, Brian Johnson and Ming Chen. Enjoy.
Here with Ming Chen and Brian Johnson from AMC's Comic Book Men, from the Radio Labyrinth podcast in Atlanta. We talked to Ming last time he was in town. You were supposed to be there, but you didn't show up.
Lexington?
No, Atlanta. Oh, Atlanta. It was Heroes and Villains.
Yeah.
You have to be really specific when you talk about a place I was supposed to be and wasn't.
So we're glad you made it. I saw it was your final Kentucky appearance.
Yeah, a lot of people have been coming out for it.
Yeah, farewell tour, my friend. Farewell tour. If you're not here in Kentucky, you're probably not going to catch them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You blew it.
Yeah.
So it's good to see you guys. What's going on with the show? How's the ratings?
Ratings?
Heard anything about the...
Have you been watching?
Yeah, of course.
You watch every Sunday midnight?
I watch Monday morning, first thing.
All right, I think that still counts.
It's part of the +3 demographic.
Yeah, yeah. There's a thing called Live +3 that you, when people watch it, +3 days after. So, all right, that's good. What's your favorite episode? Like the Batboat, Katrina Law?
Batboat was pretty sweet. You guys had some rocking outfits in that.
I had no outfit. I took my shirt off. It's all sad, though. You compare, well, that's 2016 Ming, the 2013 Ming when it was in the Speedo. It's not really the same. I kind of let myself go a little bit.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Yeah, man, you didn't remain consistent like me.
No, yeah.
Fat in season one, fat in season six.
Lou Ferrigno didn't whip you into shape.
Nah,
come on. You've slimmed down. There's a noticeable difference.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The ladies love it, man. Whenever I post, like, a photo or shit, they're, you know, I mean, there's internet ladies, but still. And they not
ladies.
Even, yeah, they might not even be females, but, you know, yeah, but not ladies nonetheless. So I see here are two of them right here, man.
Yeah, feel free to take your time, sign some stuff.
Buy an autograph, get a shot.
Oh, I can't afford an autograph.
Oh, buy a selfie, get a shot. All right, you know what? Are you guys... Yeah, we're... just to describe here, I've got... A gentleman brought me 4 bottles of Angel's Envy bourbon. We're in bourbon country. We're in Louisville, Lexington, Kentucky.
I was thinking about driving over to Louisville while I'm up here.
So the little carrot on the stick is buy an autograph, get a free shot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no one else here is doing it. You know why? Because they're stupid. I'm smart.
You are?
Yeah.
So, it's March. Have you heard anything about the,
renewal?
Being
We usually don't find out until April or May. They wait till the show season runs. They analyze the numbers, and then they see if they want to do more. But so far, so good.
Everything's looking good, though.
Everything's looking pretty good. I don't want to jinx it or anything, but if you're watching and people are lining up here at the con, and, you know, I get recognized at random airports and Chinese restaurants, that's a good sign.
Right. Well, we're glad to talk to you again, and hope you guys can come back to Atlanta sometime.
I'm trying, dude. I love Atlanta. Just shout out to Atlanta, man. Victory Sandwich Bar, Pond City Market, my beloved Claremont Lounge, which I love so much, man. It's my favorite place in the world.
I got to go there with you next time you come to town, man.
Anybody's always invited. When I'm there, I'm there.
I haven't been in years.
Dude, the last time I was there, I was sitting there at the bar. I was so transfixed on the lovely ladies. I did not notice Jack Black and Joe Jonas walking in behind me.
Oh, really?
They were there at the same time. I didn't even notice I was having so much fun. It was great.
I saw he was in town. That back when, what's that? That horror movie that he made.
I don't know. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was shooting something, and I'm like, dude, I can't believe I missed him. But you know what? I was having fun. You know, and so it's one of his favorite places. But God, I love that place so much. Big shout out to Barbie Valentine and Blondie. And everybody else at Claremont Lounge.
They'll be back open in another couple weeks.
God, I hope so. I hope so.
Get back down there. We hope to see you. And
I can't wait. Krog City Market, the Ticonderoga Club, the Bauhaus. Yeah, that ramen joint. I love you, Atlanta.
There's a bunch of ramen places now. It's like the thing in Atlanta.
I love you. Mixed old ramen. Yeah, I love you. I'd give you everybody that I love a shout out.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Two Faces Radio.